It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Sponsors of the Harris Challenge week in and week out, and a great place for you to go 7 nights a week in the summer with 2 screens and 2 movies on each screen. Tonight you can see Mission Impossible and Ant-Man on screen 1, or Minions and Inside Out on screen 2 at the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. All right, we need contestants for the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, 314-969-KTRS is our phone number, 1-888-550-KTRS. If I may just get in a quick plug, next week I will not only be doing this show on Friday afternoons, but I'll also be filling in again for McGraw on his morning show between 6 and 10, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And you can also follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show.
Set the DVRs to 11.2.
That's right. The 9 o'clock hour will be on TV, and the whole show, we actually stream the video by stltoday.com and ktrs.com, and every bit of this radio station is available worldwide via the free smartphone app, the KTRS app. You can download from the App Store or the Google Play Store.
Do you have to bring your own makeup person, or is a normal McGraw makeup
I don't have woman. A person. I just do it myself.
Yeah.
That's
buff your head. Powder.
that's right, actually, yes. It's the eyebrows that are the most difficult part.
Well, I know McGraw's makeup session takes, he has to get there like 4:30.
Well, he has the prosthetics. I don't use the prosthetics. Yeah. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets a unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. What do you got?
I'll give a shout out to 88 Keys Academy in O'Fallon, Illinois. Go there for piano lessons.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, and we'll see what Scott can choose from this week. That's where the questions and categories will come tumbling out every week when we push that button. Led, of course, by category number 1, which is always, have you been paying attention? Then category 2, Chicago Trivia Authority. See, Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire are going to be at Riverport tonight. I'm going, looking forward to the show. And so we've got a category called Chicago Trivia Authority. And to go with that, our third category, songs about Earth, Wind, and Fire, not by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Which one of those would you like, Scott?
Let's go with have you been paying attention.
All right, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I mention this because we have new listeners coming on board every week and may not be familiar with the rules of the game. I'm going to give Scott 5 questions. He has 60 seconds to answer them or pass. If he wants to go back and pick up the unanswered questions, he can, as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded that marks the 1 minute has expired, because that's when I'll tally up the points. And if he gets at least half of the points, half or more of the 15 points, he'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations.
You're talking too fast.
Oh, sorry. 2 locations.
Slow down, Smithers.
The Old Town Donut Shop has 2 locations. One.
2 locations.
One in Florissant. And 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or Skyview Music. Skyview Music Drive-In. Skyview Drive-In movie
beer.
Passes. Holy moly. Skyview Drive-In
passes.
That's
right. We'll give you a couple of passes to go to the Skyview Drive-In.
Yes.
With 2 adults and the 2 kids get in free, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if you get all 15 points, you also get a bonus prize. Here's details on that.
That's right. You'll win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. You can check jimmyscafe.com.
All right, so that's how we play the game. Scott, your category is, have you been paying attention? We've got the timer set with 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country did Walter Palmer kill Cecil the Lion?
Zimbabwe.
Correct. What was found on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean this week?
The remains of the 747.
I need a little bit more information.
The fuselage, the airplane.
I'm going to give it to you. It's a wing of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Which new Microsoft operating system became available for download this week?
Windows 10.
Correct. The World Health Organization says it now has a virus that's 100% effective against, has a vaccine that's 100% effective against what virus that made news in Africa and America in the last year?
Bird flu.
Ebola. What are you supposed to put in 62 new specially designed recycling bins in downtown St. Louis? Plastic water bottles, old cell phones, or cigarette butts?
Old cell phones.
Old cell phones is not correct. No, they have these new things. There are 62 of these things that collect cigarette butts. Each one can hold about 800 of them, so that's like a pound of cigarette butts. Apparently, we've got a big problem continuing with smokers just throwing them on the sidewalk or down in the street. And so they are going to recycle these things, and I have no idea what they're going to use it for.
They're going to make plastic and something else. I can't remember what else.
Well, what I read is that the leftover tobacco will be used as compost.
Yes, tobacco, and then the other part of it will make some sort of plastic.
So if you, as a smoker, would like to help our environment and make more compost, just go half a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't smoke it all the way down.
There you go.
Scott, you got the 1, the 2, and the 3, and then the wheels fell off. So you only got yourself 6 points. And because that's not above the winning threshold, it is below our punishment threshold. And even though Colin gave a great review to the new Mission Impossible movie, we decided not to go for the traditional version of the theme. Why do that when you can hear the version done by the Meat Men?
Wow.
This is from the version of the movie where Tom Cruise is really in a hurry.
I thought this music was supposed to be punishing.
Sounds like half the acts that were at Riverport on Monday for the Warped Tour.
My daughter was there.
Yeah, mine too.
Was she?
Yeah. All right, Scott, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Trevor.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Big shout out to my wife, Jessica, and my twin 3-year-old boys, Jackson and Donald.
Okay. And might I say, Trevor, you do a great job with the overnight news here on KTRS.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I don't know why
he lost the accent.
I don't know why when you're on the radio you put on that fake English accent.
Yeah.
It's to get the ladies.
To get the ladies.
How's that going?
So far not so good.
Yeah. You're a married man, Trevor. You should be ashamed of yourself. Here are the categories. You can have Chicago Trivia Authority, songs about Earth, Wind, and Fire, not by Earth, Wind, and Fire, or our new third category, Names in the News.
Songs about Earth, Wind, and Fire, not by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right, Trevor, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not have a hit song called Fire? The Temptations, the Ohio Players, or the Pointer Sisters?
Pointer Sisters.
Temptations. Which rock band had a hit called Dust in the Wind?
Pass.
Which Doors song includes a lyric about a funeral pyre?
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Correct. Who wrote and sang the hit song I Feel the Earth Move 40 years ago?
Donna Summer.
Carole King. Who rewrote his song Candle in the Wind as a tribute to Princess Diana?
Elton John.
Correct. All right, back to the two-pointer. You need this for the win. Which rock band had a hit called Dust in the Wind?
Kansas.
Correct answer is Kansas, and you're a winner, Trevor. Congratulations.
All right.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will move on to our third contestant today. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would just like to say hi to my kids, Charlotte and Luke.
Okay. Which category would you like? Chicago Trivia Authority, Names in the News, or our new third category, It Happened in July?
How about Chicago Trivia Authority?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What food would you famously find as the specialty at Gino's East and Giordano's restaurants in Chicago?
Pizza.
What kind?
Chicago deep dish.
Correct. For 1 point each, what are the city's two Major League Baseball stadiums?
U.S. Cellular for the White Sox and Wrigley Field for the Cubs.
Correct. Which former Bill Clinton advisor is the first Jewish mayor of Chicago?
Pass.
What was the last major professional sports team in Chicago to win its league's championship?
Chicago Bulls.
The Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup this year. Which of these has not done a TV series at Harpo Studios in Chicago? Oprah Winfrey, Phil McGraw, Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Dr. Phil tapes in Hollywood. Which former Bill Clinton advisor is the first Jewish mayor of Chicago?
Daily.
The current mayor is Rahm Emanuel. By the way, Rosie O'Donnell did have a show that Oprah produced that they were doing in Chicago. And, of course, Oprah's show was there. But, as I said, Dr. Phil tapes in Hollywood. Mark, you got the one and the two, and that's a big three for you. And here comes your punishment from the Meat Men. Okay, all right, that's enough. Mark, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, guys. Amen, PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Contestant number four is ready to go. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Paul.
5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I want to thank the Cardinals for so many of them calling my daughter-in-law who was hit with a baseball at the ball game last night.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that was your daughter-in-law?
And the worst part was my son was at home watching the ball game, and he said, "Hey, I think it was my wife just got hit with the ball."
Holy cow! You know what? The Colorado Rockies. Did you see some of the reaction of them? They put their hands. The shortstop and the third baseman put their hands on their head, and they were all looking over.
Yeah, well, she got blasted.
How is she doing?
How would you do if you got a bullet to the head?
Well, I know, but I mean, is she
okay?
Yes,
she'll be fine. She got stitches, and she's home and hurts and. Yeah, no, Gritchick himself called and told her how sorry he was, and I was very impressed with the Cardinals, yes.
You know, there's been talk, not just here in St. Louis, but all across Major League Baseball, about extending the fence.
Yeah,
behind, the netting.
The netting, instead of just having it, you know, like behind home plate for the expensive seats, have it for the almost as expensive seats down first base. Almost, I think they want to take it all the way out past the dugouts, right?
The worst part was that she was paying attention. It happened so fast she couldn't move.
Oh, sure.
I bet, man. I saw that when he just swung and it just shot over there, man. It was crazy.
Well, how'd you like to have been my son? Said, "Hey, I think it was my wife."
Oh my! I know.
Wow. Well, I hope she recovers fully, and I hope she'll be okay.
Oh, I do. She'll be fine.
All right. What is her name?
Stephanie Hutton.
All right, Stephanie. You have our best wishes. Let's see if Dan can win something to make you feel better. Which category do you want, Dan? We have names
always,
in the news.
I always lose, so go ahead.
Well, that's not a category. You have your choice of names in the news or it happened in July.
Happened in July.
Okay. I love the confidence. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the first Miss America to resign her title?
Williams.
Vanessa Williams, 1984. What is the name of the literary studying aid introduced in July 1953 that millions of kids have used instead of reading the entire book?
Oh, what is crypto?
Yeah.
Go to the next one.
Who is the central character in Catcher in the Rye, which was first published in July 1951?
Holden Caulfield.
Correct.
My favorite book.
Which cable news channel debuted in 1996?
CNN.
MSNBC.
I told you.
Within 20 years, when was the American Bar Association founded?
1840.
1878. Sorry. All right. What's that thing? You said it was some sort of notes
Cliff
book.
Notes.
Cliff's Notes is exactly right. That's what we needed for the literary studying aid. Let's see how you did here. 1, 2, and 3. Oh, only 6 points, Dan. I'm sorry.
I told you I'd never win.
It's a bad week for the whole family, isn't it?
Like a shot to the head.
Oh, man. Did they at least get, did they give her anything? Like any tickets or offer anything?
Vicodin.
Oh. Well, that'll work.
Yeah. Did she get to keep the ball at least?
Yeah.
No, it bounced back onto the field.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But they wouldn't.
Here, I would say that the Cardinals, just from the way they do things, will end up seeing that she's well taken care of for what happened.
Well, they certainly should.
They got her to Barnes Hospital as quick as you could get her, and treatment was wonderful. And you just can't say enough about the organization.
Good, it's good.
Well, we hope.
Is that enough for you to not play the music for me?
All right. You talked me into it.
Oh, wow. That might be a first.
I hope Stephanie recovers, and I appreciate you calling, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead and plug.
Well, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Anything else you want to plug?
Oh, I'm on my way to the Chicago concert, so maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, all right. I'll be the guy walking around singing the songs off key. I'll be the only one.
All right.
The category is Names in the News. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose four-game suspension was upheld this week by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell?
Brady.
Tom Brady is right. The book Go Set a Watchman debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller fiction list this week. Today, you want to pass. Who is the birthday? I'm sorry. Today is the birthday of Harry Potter and the author who created him. What is her name?
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling is 50 today. Why is St. Louis and Alexandria Gorrie suing the three major credit report firms? A. They listed her as dead. B. They gave her a credit score of zero. Or C. They say she has too many credit cards.
B.
No, A. They listed her as dead 2 years ago, but she's not. Which star of the movies Ghosts of Mississippi and The Onion Field filed a $10 million lawsuit this week against a Twitter user who called him a cocaine addict?
Oh, pass.
All right.
I heard it earlier.
We're back to Go Set a Watchman. I was going to ask you who wrote that book. It's Harper Lee. And Ghosts of Mississippi and the Onion Field is James Woods. So all you got here is Tom Brady for one and J.K. Rowling for three and a total of 4 points, Mike. Sorry about this. Sorry you had to hear that. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to listening to you again next week.
Thank you very much. I'll see you tonight.
All right. Bye.
All right. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every week by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. FM stereo audio, digital projectors for the video, and two screens with two movies each. On screen one tonight, Mission Impossible and Ant-Man. Screen two, Minions and In and Out. The Skyview Drive-In sponsors the Harris Challenge every Friday, right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS.